This is episode number 2171 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, March 15th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Proving that she is indeed a national treasure, she gives us reason to pause with the Who Cares crappiness and talk about her because we care.
And who's that?
Dolly Parton.
Ah, yes. Dolly. Dear Dolly.
National treasure.
Yes, she is.
She has withdrawn her name from this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame consideration.
Yep.
She was one of seven first-time nominees.
Yeah, and I mean, I was baffled by that. I mean, God bless Dolly Parton. She's won every accolade in her life. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't think was really right for her.
Well, I mean, they've tried to branch out, and they've tried to give it some to influential people in music.
She would not be the first country artist that is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I will say that. I mean,
now there was immediate backlash from those who felt Dolly wasn't a good fit.
Well, yeah.
So it sounds like she heard all the griping and didn't want to get in the middle of it.
Because she's Dolly Parton.
Because she's Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
So here's what she posted yesterday on social media.
Yeah.
You know, okay, first off, I am Southern, or I'm a Texan, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm not even going to try
No, don't.
To imitate Dolly.
Please don't.
She said, Dolly here, even though I'm extremely flattered and grateful to be nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't feel that I have earned that right. I really do not want votes to be split because of me, so I must respectfully bow out.
Yeah.
I do hope the Hall will understand and be willing to consider me again if I'm ever worthy. And so she added, this has inspired me to put out a hopefully great rock and roll album at some point in the future, which I've always wanted to do, and my husband Carl has always encouraged me to do it.
By the way, I was just looking at that. The Rock Hall has inducted several country artists before, including Johnny Cash, Chet Atkins, Floyd Kramer, Hank Williams, Bob Wills, and the father of country music, Jimmy Rogers. So it's not really that odd for them to have picked Dolly Parton.
Well, it hasn't just been country. Yeah. There's been other genres.
Well, yeah, of course. And rock and roll, you know, now they induct rap artists and hip-hop and that kind of thing because, you know, they just do. But a lot of people, I mean, there was a lot of backlash. I mean, there's a lot of folks that just said, hey, you know what, love Dolly, but she doesn't belong in the same, you know, place as Pat Benatar and all of them. So
right,
you know,
and this is one of their nods to someone who's done a lot
I understand that as of the night before, that she was like in fourth place in the fan vote. I was going to look that up while we're talking about this, as a matter of fact, and see where it's at, because you know you had the opportunity.
She's
to
Dolly
vote.
Freaking Parton.
Yeah. Actually, Duran Duran is in first place in the fan vote. Eminem in second. See, there's another one. Is that really rock and roll? Pat Benatar in third, followed by Dolly, and then the Eurythmics. So, and then Lionel Richie and Carly Simon.
Pat Benatar's not in there yet?
No, yeah, she's not in there yet. She will be this year, yeah.
Wow.
Down at the bottom of the list, we're looking at Beck and New York Dolls, Dionne Warwick.
Yeah.
Is she rock and roll? Rage Against the Machine, Devo, Kate Bush, Carly Simon, Lionel Richie, and Judas Priest. Well, good on Dolly, because Dolly's just a treasure. Gotta love her.
Dolly's cool.
Yes, she is.
Well, you know, it's been a while since there's been Kardashian news.
Yeah, it's been at least 48 hours.
I know. So, hey, the next trailer for the upcoming, there's a bit in here that I just love.
Okay,
so there's phrase in here.
Okay, so that's a teaser.
So, therefore, I'm going to do a whole story about it.
Okay, that's a teaser.
The next trailer for the upcoming Kardashian Hulu show has hit.
The Kardashians.
The Kardashians. Yes. And there are some revelations that might sound a little disturbing.
Oh, man.
Let's recap, shall
we? Let's recap. Okay.
First, Courtney mentions that she and Travis would love to have a baby.
Okay.
There's
more
even
practice
a
having a baby. I'm pretty sure they're
done
already
that.
Doing that.
I did that a lot.
Wait, but they fasted.
Oh,
remember they
fasted.
Fast. Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
the
but
sex
I think
fast.
You fast for so long and then you have the sex and whatever. I don't
you know.
Know
what I'm saying? Feed the beast.
There's even a snippet where they go to a clinic, we suppose, to take a pee test.
Oh.
But mention that they are taking their microphones off. And all I can say is thank you.
Thank you for that. Appreciate
now, Chloe admits that her relationship with Tristan is complicated.
Yeah, you think.
And Kim reveals that Kanye told her that her career was over.
Oh, well, that doesn't surprise me either.
But
her career's not over, by the way. But, you know.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
And off camera, someone asks Kim who she's texting and asking if his name rhymes with feet.
Like Pete?
Meaning Pete. But the most chilling part.
The chilling part.
Is when Chloe and Mominger dramatically tell Scott, never go against the family.
Never go against the family. Oh, it's been said. The gauntlet has been dropped. Oh, my God. I got to watch that. Oh,
I
want to
see the
goodness.
Look on Scott's face.
Oh, I'm sure he's white as a ghost. I mean, wouldn't you be? You know, well, if you were Scott?
He's either white as a ghost or he'd be like, what the?
He's not saying what the. No, no. He's sitting there with Mominger. Mominger's laying down the law.
Well, then he's probably
never.
Saying, you're still going to sign my paycheck, right,
mess
Mom?
With the family. With the family,
never
man.
Go against the family.
Oh, my goodness.
Scott.
The Critics' Choice Awards were on Sunday. I don't know how we missed this yesterday, but Halle Berry's images were all over the internet yesterday because she was there. She accepted a special Critics' Choice Award. She's cut her hair. Yeah, it's like in a bob now, and she's like got
she's
highlights.
Yeah,
but she said she's did it just for this, you know.
Oh, well,
for something new for the fans.
For the fans,
because you know she needs to be Instagram ready.
But either she wore a dress, which didn't mean she had to put on pants.
Well, yeah, the pants thing I think is an anti thing. I don't know. I didn't look at her story yesterday. I'm thinking I gotta go looking at her story now because you know
the girl doesn't wear pants.
Well, she doesn't need to wear pants. She's Halle effing Berry. She can go without pants. No pants Berry. I'm all for that.
No pants Berry.
I like that. No pants.
But she
Berry.
Does wear undies that are the same color as her skin, which freaked me out for a moment.
It's like, ooh, can I see her private parts? Like,
what?
Yeah, that wasn't me asking
can
that
they
question.
Show that on Instagram?
Don't forget that. That was her asking that question. Not me. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, Ann.
That's all the news you care less about for today.
No one ever goes against the family.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.